Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Should I speak in English or Hindi? English or Hindi?
English.
Bengali? It's close. If you speak Bengali, only your people can understand. Is it not?
English,
you know English, Hindi, and Oriya. I know English, Hindi, and Bengali. Okay, let's speak in English. So I've been asked to speak about how you can balance, if you want to take up Krishna consciousness or an interest, how you can balance that with your studies and what the importance of Krishna consciousness is at all. You're all, I guess, around 20 years old, is it? Approximately. Is it? In this present life. And you've been learning. Well, actually, we start to learn practically from birth. Officially or formally learning from age of 5 in the schools, approximately. And then there's play school before that, it may have been. So you've been learning for many years. Did anyone teach you why? Or did you even ask why? Why are you studying? It seems obvious, doesn't it? You study so you can get a better job than if you're not educated. You can also live without education. You can drive an auto rickshaw, sell some fish on the side of the road, or potatoes is better. There's so many things you can do without a great education. This building was largely funded by the Jindal Corporation. So whoever founded that, probably a few generations ago, I doubt very much if he had much formal education. Because previously, the Marwaris, Jindal is Marwari, they didn't go for education. They didn't bother. But they had business sense, and they would employ people who had education, and they would get their work done. So if you have business sense, you don't need so much education. Business hoshiari, if you have that. You work so you can get a better job. Seems from what I saw of the books that many of you are aiming at government service, IAS, all this kind of thing, is it? You're looking for that because that gives a steady job. You can't get thrown out of the job, generally speaking. It doesn't happen. So why are the devotees of Krishna inviting you to come here and stay with them? What's it got to do? You may wonder, what's the link? Actually, the guru of our guru, Srila Prabhupada, he sent disciples to London when London was the capital of Orissa. Means the capital of the British Empire at that time, and he said he wanted to have a student's hostel in London where students can come and just associate with devotees. That's all. With the idea that, as is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha. According to the association we have, our desires develop. I don't recommend that you go and mix with the drunkards. If you go and mix with drunkards, you'll become a drunkard. If you mix with people who go to prostitutes, you'll also get mixed up with prostitutes. Having you all together in one place means there's an atmosphere of study. It helps, doesn't it? To have everyone doing the same kind of thing. So the same thing, the devotees of Krishna, they want to give knowledge. Knowledge of Shriya Uttamam. You're working now, studying very hard for Shreya. There's Praya and Shreya. These are two words you may know. Praya means that which is Priya, that which is for our immediate enjoyment. And Shreya means you put it off. You do something now, investing in the future. So why are you studying so hard on a Sunday morning? You could be strolling around in the park, eating ice cream. There's so many things you could do, but you're studying hard. With the idea that even though it's not the most, it doesn't immediately give you any benefit, nor do you particularly like it, probably, but the idea it'll be for your future benefit. So, Shastra says, Jignyasu Shreya Uttamam. Yeah, please come forward a little bit. Shastra says we should inquire about our highest ultimate goal. Your immediate goal is to pass your exams and then get a job, and then you can marry, have children, maybe buy a house, or maybe if you're in government service, you won't buy a house, you'll be given accommodation. And then your life will go on. And then you get old, and then what happens? Anyone know? You die, yeah. It's a funny thing to make a joke about, isn't it? But it is almost a joke in as much as most people don't really think about it very much. It's almost some kind of joke that people, they don't think about their future. It's like maybe in a cartoon, someone is just walking and there's the edge of the cliff and they don't look. And they should look and see what's ahead. And they don't look and they fall off the cliff. They should be more alert. So people, in general, they act as if they're not going to die. But we should ask, what happens after death? What happens after death? Do you know? Did anyone ever tell you? No. No one ever told you. Probably because they don't know themselves and they don't take any interest in it. Because society is set up in that way that we act as if this life is all that matters. But we should learn from Bhagavad Gita. You have faith in Bhagavad Gita, at least some kind of respect for Bhagavad Gita. Even if you don't know what's in it, there's some kind of respect, is it not? Being born in a Hindu family, I presume. all of you, in a part of Bharata which is not very atheistic. Most of Bharata isn't very atheistic, but you'll get more in Delhi, more sophisticated places, so-called sophisticated. So you have some kind of respect, but what are the teachings there? The first thing that Krishna teaches us is that we're eternal. That in one sense, or in the real sense, we don't die at all. We only change bodies. And you may say, well, I know that. Every Hindu knows you change bodies. But what is the science of the self? That's called Atma Gyan. You've all heard the phrase Atma Gyan. And we should learn, because we are Atma. If I ask you, who are you? Who are you? With the, what is that? Teach spirit or something? Take spirit?
Team spirit.
Okay. Who are you? If I ask you, and I put you on the spot. Your name is?
Pritesh.
From which place? From Kurda. And your age is? 20. And you're studying?
He's preparing for NEET exam, medical entrance.
He's studying for medical entrance. Okay. So now I'm going to tell you, you are not Pritesh, you're not 20 years old, you're not from Kolkata, and you're not studying for medical entrance. And you will think, these people are crazy. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if you identify with the body, then you're crazy. Because it's only temporary. If you get on a bus, you go to Kurda by bus. You don't go home at the weekends, huh?
Weekend to Kurda to Sunday
morning. No, he's so dedicated to study. It's only less than an hour from here. When you go by bus from Bhubaneswar to Kurda. You don't think, my identity is riding on a bus. I'm a bus rider. I'm a passenger. Because it's temporary. We're only in it for a short time. Similarly, this body is temporary. We're only in it for a short time. So if I say, if you're going on the bus and I say, you are a bus passenger, it's true. But it's only temporary. It's not your full identity. So in the same way, if we say, you are Pritesh, age 20, from Kurda, studying for medical entrance, it's true, but it's not your real identity. It's only temporary. So if we say you are a bus passenger, yeah, it's true, but only for a short time. So your real identity is not as a bus passenger. Same way, your real identity is not the body or anything related with it. It's all temporary. So Shreya Uttamam means, first of all, to know who we are. It's a useful thing to know. Mostly people don't know who they are. They only think in terms of the temporary situation. But that's a kind of craziness. If we think that I am a bus passenger because we're on a bus for 40 minutes and my identity is a bus passenger, that's a kind of mental illness. So in the same way, if I identify with this situation, which is going to change soon, that's a kind of craziness. Now you may say, well, yeah, I should get a good job, and then I study hard, get a good job, and then I'll be well situated. But it's like if you get on the bus and you're very concerned, I have to get the most comfortable seat, and I don't like this person sitting next to me. Why should you bother so much if it's only 40-minute ride. So why should we bother so much if it's only a 70-year journey in this body? Now, of course, as long as we're in this body, we have to eat. We have to have some arrangements for sleeping and clothing. And in the modern age, that mostly means getting some money. So these things are required. But if we think this is all in all, it's a big illusion. So we should inquire, Shreya Uttamam, what is our ultimate benefit? What happens at death? That is summarized in Bhagavad Gita, Urdhvam gacchanti sadrasto madhye tishtanti rajasaha jaganya guna vrittisto adho gacchanti tamasaha. If we act in sattva guna, which is not very common nowadays, then we go up. If we act in tamoguna, doing all sinful things, then we go down. And if we're somewhere in between, then we stay somewhere in between. Simple thing to understand. Simple science. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It acts in the world of karma also. But another thing we have to understand from Gita, and you've probably heard this. You've heard it somewhere, but it's a matter of really taking it seriously. That the whole material world is miserable. Everything is miserable. Because there's repeated birth and death. And suffering. Old age, disease, these things are miserable. So the real Shreya Uttamam is to act in such a way that we don't get born again. You may think, well, I have to become a sadhu. Yeah, you have to become a sadhu. But the word sadhu doesn't, by the very meaning of the word, doesn't mean someone who has left the world, so to speak. The meaning is someone who acts in sat, in a truthful, genuine, spiritual manner. So that can be done in any status of life. Can be done in student life also. Can be done in married life also. So our aim in bringing you here is to give you satsanga. As much as you can take, because you're very busy. A lot of stress with the exams. But take advantage of this, take advantage of the knowledge, best knowledge. And the good news is that even though, here it's saying, invite the rats, it's risen up there. So even though you're in the middle of the rat race, the struggle to get ahead is a rat race. So even though you're in the middle of that, in Kali Yuga, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
we can make positive spiritual advancement in any condition of life. So that's the great benefit of Kali Yoga. So please do so. You're very busy, but you can chant Hare Krishna. You can put a little time aside. You can practice. You shower every day, I hope. I'm looking at the signs, which makes it seem that not everyone showers every day. Maybe not in the winter. In the summer more, is it? You get people bathing more. It used to be when I first came to India, which was quite before any of you were born, it used to be everyone would take bath throughout the year. I used to see in Calcutta, they had these water, what do they call that? Hydrants. And they'd always be leaking, so there's always water coming out. And the rickshaw wallahs would, early in the morning, would take their bath there. There wasn't much living facility at the time. So many people, they lived on the street, they bathed on the street, they ate on the street, they produced babies on the street, everything. They would take baths daily. So otherwise, there's a quote from Srila Prabhupada, keep clean, otherwise you'll invite the rats. So even in the middle of the rat race, you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare. And if you don't, if you think you don't have any other time, at least in the shower, you can chant. How about that? Om se kam na hana kasamai hari kirtan kare. That's our idea. All right, there's a little few words there. And if you'd like to say anything, ask any questions, you can go.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I was in the morning class, and there is a doubt from so many years. That it is said that jivas are Nitya Das of Krishna, all the living beings are Shashwat or eternal servants of Krishna. And how is it possible that he can hear, see, or the jivas can think, or think others than Krishna, or it falls into this material world? Although it is being said that he is Nitya Das, how Nitya Das can be can fall into this matter?
It's a commonly asked question. If our constitutional position is as a servant of Krishna, what are we doing in this material world? How did we get here? The answer that we heard from Srila Prabhupada is that we are constitutionally the servant of Krishna by choice. If we don't have a choice, then we're not jiva. Jiva swarup hoy Krishna nitya das. If we don't have a choice, then we're not a jiva. We're not a living being. Living being has is characterized or defined by consciousness, right? The difference between a living being and a non-living being. This is unconscious. You can hit as hard as you like, you can smash it with a hammer. No pain, no consciousness. Because you have a tiny little being, you can hardly see it. But if you try to poke it, it will run away. Consciousness is the symptom of the living being. Consciousness means there is desire. So to be the eternal servant of Krishna, that is our constitutional position. But we have desire and we can choose to do so or not to do so. We have the choice. If we don't have the choice, then we're automatons or robots. So that we have the choice to serve Krishna or not serve Krishna presupposes that some will misuse that choice. If you don't have the opportunity to misuse it, then again, you're just a robot. So misuse of that choice means Krishna bhuli se jivanadi bahimuk atayiv mayat tare deya shamshardu. If we choose to forget Krishna, we become inimical to Krishna's service. Then we come to the material world in an attempt to enjoy here, but actually we suffer.
Yadgatvananivartante.
Once you go there, you don't come back. Theoretically, the choice is there. Still, you have the choice. Yeah, otherwise, you're not a jiva. Theoretically, you can come back. But who will come back?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Hamare Dare. हमारे द्वारा यदि किसी को कष्ट दिया गया हो, किसी भी प्राणी और जीव जंतु को हमारे कुछ कर्मों के वजह से और हमारे कुछ वाणी के वजह से, तब हम उस कर्म और वाणी को जो कष्ट दिया है उनको, तो हम वो कष्ट और दुख को उनके सामने कैसे माफी मांग सकते हैं और उसको कैसे ठीक कर सकते हैं, इसके बारे में
जैसे एक कैसे उसका कर्म फल से हम मुक्त हो सकते हैं? सर्वप्रथम ऐसे सोचते हैं, किसी जीव को कष्ट नहीं देना, अहिंसा परम धर्म शायद आप सुने हैं, बुद्धिस्ट वचन है। परंतु ऐसे होते हैं, नहीं चाहते भी हम प्राणियों को दुख देते, ऐसे हम रास्ते में चलते नहीं देखते और एक चीटी को मारते और कि हम उसको मारा दिया हम नहीं जानते। इसलिए वैदिक संस्कृति में प्रतिदिन धार्मिक गृहस्थों का पंच प्रकार का प्रायश्चित करना है। गीता में भगवान कृष्ण कहते हैं, अनिष्टम इष्टम मिश्रम च त्रिविधम कर्मणा फलम्। नेक्स्ट लाइन इज न तु संन्यासिनं कृचित् त्रिविधा कर्मणा फलम् अनिष्टम इष्टम मिश्रम च त्रिविधा कर्मणा। सब इष्ट फल और अनिष्ट फल हम मिलते हैं, लेकिन जो सन्यासी है वो सब कर्म फल से मुक्त होते हैं। तो यदि हम सन्यासी है, हम अचानक नहीं चाहते भी किसी प्राणी को मारते हैं, वो उस कर्म फल से मुक्त होते हैं। तो सबका सन्यासी होने चाहिए, ऐसे सब सन्यासी हो सकते हैं। गीता में श्री कृष्ण कहते हैं, अनाश्रित कर्म फलम कार्यं कर्म करोति यः स संन्यासी च योगी च नान्यराग्नेर न चाक्रियः। वास्तविक संन्यासी है वो जो कर्म करते हैं परंतु वो कर्म फल का भोगने का प्रयास नहीं करते, निष्काम कर्म करते हैं, उस प्रकार सन्यासी होते हैं। अवत्यत्यागिनं प्रेत्यं न तु संन्यासिनं कृचित्। सब लोग सन्यासी होने चाहिए। और कैसे ऐसे करना है? कृष्णार्थे अखिल चेष्ट, सब कुछ जो हम करते हैं श्री कृष्ण का सुख के लिए करने चाहिए। हरि कीर्तन करने से, हरि नाम करने से, भगवान कृष्ण जो उनका नाम से अभिन्न है, नाम और नाम ही अभिन्न है, भगवान श्री कृष्ण नाम रूपी कृष्ण की दया से हम सभी प्रकार का पाप मुक्त होते हैं यदि हम भगवान का नाम उच्चारण करते हैं। परंतु यदि हम सोचते हैं जो ठीक है मैं पाप करूंगा और उसके बाद हरि नाम कहूंगा, वो बहुत बड़ा अपराध ही भगवत तत्व विज्ञान कहते हैं। बहुत विशाल विषय है जिसका सार अंश है कि मैं जीवात्मा हूं, मैं अस्थाई शरीर नहीं हूं, मैं भगवान कृष्ण का सनातन दास हूं, और इसलिए ये दुर्लभ मानव जन्म प्राप्त करके मेरा मुख्य कर्तव्य वो भगवान श्री कृष्ण की सेवा करना। हरे कृष्ण।
उनको कुछ ऐसे बाणी बोल देते हैं जिस बाणी से उनको बहुत ही कष्ट होता है, तो ये इस हम तो उसके बाद हरिनाम जप करेंगे और हमारा मन को शांत करने के लिए जो कुछ भी हमारे गुरु के द्वारा दिया गया आदेश का उसका निर्वहन करेंगे। बट परंतु जिस प्राणी को हमने कष्ट दिया है वो प्राणी चाहे छोटा हो बड़ा हो कोई भी हो,
किसी प्राणी हमारे द्वारा फायदा है मार गया हम क्या कर सकते हैं, लेकिन यदि हम हरिनाम कहते हैं तो उससे सर्व प्राणी का कल्याण होता है। चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक बार हरिदास ठाकुर से पूछे कि बहुत जीव है, वृक्ष वृक्ष का शरीर धारण करते वनस्पति बहुत है जो, और पशु पक्षी कीट हरिनाम नहीं बोल सकते, पशु पक्षी कीट आदि बोलते ही ना पाए। और हरिदास ठाकुर ने कहा कि सुन ले हरिनाम तार सब तोरे, हरिनाम सुनने से वो जीव जो नहीं बोल सकते क्योंकि अमानव शरीर धारण करते हैं, वो सुनने से वो जीव का उद्धार हो जाएगा। हरि नाम सबसे महान कल्याण कार्य है। हरि नाम फाना
Hare Krishna. And how you come to this path, and how you can, I want to know
okay.
your
How did
past.
I come to this path? Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Really? Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Abhi. Brahman Mein Kitne Jeev Hai? Eta Brahmanda Bhari Ananta Jeevagam 84 lakh योनि थे करे ब्रह्म असंख्य है, और वो असंख्य जीवों में एक भाग्यवान जीव गुरु की कृपा मिलती है, और गुरु की कृपा से कृष्ण भक्ति मिलती है। गुरु कृपा ही केवल मैं आयरलैंड में था और श्रील प्रभुपाद का एक पुस्तक मिले उसको पढ़ के इसका मंदिर गया और ऐसे ज्वाइन किया। How did I learn Hindi? पहले उस बांग्लादेश में था, पश्चिम बंगाल, उसके बाद बांग्लादेश में था, और गांव गांव में प्रचार का प्रयास किया, क्योंकि इलाका में कोई अंग्रेजी बोलने वाला नहीं था, तो इसलिए जैसे शिशु सीखते हैं किसी भी भाषा सुनने और बोलने से ऐसे सीखते हैं बांग्ला और उसके बाद हिंदी. Like that. Or Sanskrit, could slog, sikhne. क्या करना चाहिए जैसे तैसे हो कुछ समय निकालना चाहिए भक्ति करने के लिए. कैसे करना आप देखिए आपका जीवन में क्या है. चयन करना कुछ खाना और पढ़ाई और फ्रेश होना और कुछ नहीं कुछ समय निकालना चाहिए. ऐसे ही सुना था कि वो जो विद्यार्थी समय निकालते भक्ति के लिए तो अच्छा मार्क्स मिलते सुना था. एक्चुअली हो सकते है क्योंकि वो दिन भर दिन रात पढ़ाई करने से बहुत तनाव आता है. ऐसा होता है यदि भक्ति करेंगे तो मन फ्रेश हो जाएगा. तो जो आप पढ़ते हैं तो रहेगा मन में ऐसे हो सकता है. लेकिन भक्ति करना उद्देश्य भक्ति भक्ति हम करते हैं कृष्ण का सुख के लिए. लेकिन एक अनुसंगिक फल है कि मन साफ हो जाता है. हमेशा थकान होता है ऐसे है always tired. हरे कृष्ण तो अभी आप सब यहाँ पर है तो हम कुछ पाँच मिनट दस मिनट निकाल सकते हैं चेतन के लिए. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.